Something of a historic time of year, isn't it, with Anzac Day being tomorrow, of course, and that's one of the themes that we're going to try to pick up today. We're going to be looking at the battle on the Gallipoli Peninsula and how it's been commemorated, particularly through music. But I've got to say, when I was told that we were going to be doing this, the last thing I expected to do was be looking at this through the prism of an album that was released in 2011 from a very well-known English artist, someone by the name of P.J. Harvey. This is a little bit of what we'll be speaking about.
Louis was my dearest friend, fighting in the Anzac Trail. Louis ran forward from the line. I never saw him again.
There you go. Bet you weren't expecting that. Can you join the dots? Well, Jonathan Alley can, and that's why he's our correspondent for Histrionics this week on Anzac Day Eve. Thanks for coming in.
Pleasure, as always.
What exactly have I got here?
You've got the Mercury Prize-winning album from 2011 by Polygene Harvey called Let England Shake. Now, as you're aware, and many of us are aware, the British Empire was one of the last great military empires in the last 100 years. And it's fallen away and it's devolved into a Commonwealth, and the whole future of that, particularly in Australia, is questioned from time to time.
Mm.
The whole basis of this record was to look at how warfare has shaped modern England, particularly out of England. And more fascinatingly, I think, and this is something that you only really start to pick up on once you're really immersed in the record, and I think that's such a thing about the value of music, and you know, in these days where it's such a disposable commodity, that a record with real weight can stay with us, and this is one of them, is that it's a record about the art of war in a funny way. PJ Harvey started writing this record in 2007 and left some gap in time before starting to write it again in 2010. And in that intervening period, she did a lot of research into artistic works that looked at warfare. Whether this was a Goya painting, Wilfred Owen poetry, and in the case of this song, The Colour of the Earth, which is a very somber closer to Let England Shake, she looked at the writings of Maurice Shadbolt, who had compiled the words of World War One English soldiers in a book called Voices of Gallipoli that had published in the late 80s. Shadbolt was a New Zealand fiction writer, dramatist, poet. This is a non-fiction work, obviously, although he did delve into telling the Gallipoli story via the realm of fiction in a play called Once on Chunuk Bear, which was later turned into a film in 1992. So I think what she's done is quite clever in a way. She's written about a military piece of history that she's not overtly familiar with as an English woman, that feeds back into the colonial idea of Britain as the motherland, because let's not forget, you know, it was England's battle.
Well, really. England's the reason we were there.
Precisely right.
Does she know that?
I think she does. And I think it comes through not only in this track, but in also other songs on this record that seem to channel the Gallipoli voices on Battleship Hill and All and Everyone being two examples. I think this is the most vivid one, though. One of the reasons it's potentially vivid is because she's gotten an Australian man to start singing it.
I was going to say, unless she had a frightful virus at the time of performing that, it did not really sound like the PJ Harvey that we all know.
She does actually sing it with Mick Harvey, who's the voice we're talking about later on in the song, but he starts it and then they start singing it together.
Mm.
But there's something, I think, quite poignant about getting an Australian male to sing it.
Mm.
For obvious reasons.
Do you reckon he's the reason she wrote it?
No, I don't think he's the reason she wrote it. I think she's interested in warfare and history and the sort of scars it leaves on culture and civilization and countries.
But there are a few about Gallipoli on this album.
There are three.
And I would have thought if you're talking about war,
There
are so many places you could go that you wouldn't necessarily go to Gallipoli thrice. You know, you could go to Sparta if you wanted. There are so many things you can meditate on.
Certainly. I think it's something that's obviously resonated with her. Maybe she sees it as a little bit of an untold side of history, and she wants more people out of Australia and New Zealand to appreciate just what an incredible turning point in our history it was, and what an obscenity it was, because, you know, let's face it, that's exactly what it was.
Mm. Well, there's so many absurdities about it, which, of course, will be recounted plenty of times tomorrow. I can almost guarantee you of that. But there is an interesting thing here in that she's focusing on a specific battle, which is not one that we tend to talk about.
No, we all know what happened at Lone Pine. We've all seen Gallipoli. Chanuk Bair was a military action from August 1915, which primarily saw New Zealand troops battling against the Turkish to take a hill, Chanuk Bair. It was one of the only, and in fact, think the only successful taking of enemy territory during the entire campaign, and even then only briefly. And it led to the massacre of several hundred soldiers. Australian troops also involved, French troops also involved under the British command, but just tactically and militarily impossible. I think in terms of New Zealand's remembrance of Gallipoli, it's pretty vivid. It would be almost an equivalent to Lone Pine over here.
So this is really a Kiwi story.
I think it's an Anzac story. I mean, people...
Well, clearly it is, but it's more a New Zealand story than an Australian one, which is why we don't talk about it that much.
Yeah, I think that's a fair thing to say. Mm. But because there has been this recording of the history orally by Maurice Shadbolt, who recorded Gallipoli veterans, who then turned it into this book, this battle's had this other life in terms of his works, in terms of the play once on Chanuk Bair and the film that came out in 1992. It's begun to have a larger life. And I think if you're interested in the history of warfare and the scars that it leaves, I think the untold stories are the ones, if you're an artist, maybe they're the ones you go for first.
We might hear the track now. Is there anything specific you'd like to direct us to listening for?
I just think what a simple story it is, and how in it's a very somber atmosphere. But it's saying something extremely straightforward and extremely sad. And I think that the way both the Harveys, Polly and Mick, phrase this is perfect for the song.
Let's do it, Jonathan Ellie. Thanks so much for coming in again.
Thank you.
Here it is, The Colour of the Earth by PJ Harvey off her 2011 album Let England Shake.
Louis was my dearest friend, fighting in the Anzac Trench.